Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to this, our service of Holy Communion this Wednesday. I think you've probably all seen me about, but just in case you haven't, I'm Tim. I'm a student down at the Church of Ireland Theological Institute, working towards ordination, and I'm on placement here with Alan for 2 weeks. So this is halfway through my second week. So it's very much a whistle-stop tour, but it's been a pleasure to be here, and it's lovely to be celebrating communion here and leading you through the first part of the service this morning. So we begin on our service sheet. May the light of the risen Christ banish all darkness from our hearts and minds. Amen. The Lord be with you, and also with you. And we come to our time of confession. Christ died to sin once for all, and now he lives to God. Let us renew our resolve to have done with all that is evil, and confess our sins in penitence and faith. And so we sit or kneel as we come to confession. And we say together, Father, we have sinned against heaven and against you. We are not worthy to be called your children. We turn to you again. Have mercy on us. Bring us back to yourself as those who once were dead, but now have life through Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The collect for the day, the sixth Sunday after Easter. God, our Redeemer, you have delivered us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of your Son. Grant that as by his death he has recalled us to life, so by his continual presence in us he may raise us to eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our first reading, the epistle, comes from the book of Revelation, chapter 21, beginning at verse 10. And continuing at verse 22. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. And I saw no temple in the city, for its temple is the Lord God, the Almighty, and the Lamb. And the city has no need of sun or moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and its lamp is the Lamb. By its light will the nations walk, and the kings of the earth will bring their glory into it. And its gates will never be shut by day, and there will be no night there. They will bring into it the glory and honor of the nations, but nothing unclean will ever enter it, nor anyone who does what is detestable or false, but only those who are written in the Lamb's book of life. Then the angel showed me the river of the water of life, bright as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb through the middle of the street of the city. Also on either side of the river, the tree of life, with its 12 kinds of fruit, yielding its fruit each month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. No longer will there be anything accursed, but the throne of God and the Lamb and of the Lamb will be in it, and his servants will worship him. They will see his face, and his name will be on their foreheads. And night will be no more. They will need no light of lamp or sun, for the Lord God will be their light, and they will reign forever and ever. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. We continue in God's word with our gospel reading. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ according to St. John chapter 14, beginning at the 23rd verse. Be to you, O Lord. Jesus answered him, "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. Whoever does not love me does not keep my words, and the word that you hear is not mine, but the Father's who sent me. These things I have spoken to you while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I am going away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced, because I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Please do be seated. And as we come now to open God's word and to dig in, let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for these, the words of your Son to us. And as we come now to open them, to seek to understand them, how we might live and walk in them, we ask that you would grant to us the Holy Spirit, that he would be with us, he would guide us, he would apply those words to us and remind us of them. And that through your word, we might be granted that peace which the world cannot give, through Christ our Savior, in whose name we pray. Amen. So, do forgive me if I run over time. This isn't well timed. This is a bit of an approximation. So I should be on time, but we'll see. Our passage this morning follows on from where we were last week. Last week we heard from chapter 13, Jesus' new commandment, his renewal of the commandment, love one another as I have loved you. And we're still this morning in the upper room, we're still in part of this discourse. We're in the upper room. Judas has left to go to the Sanhedrin to bring the Romans to arrest Jesus. And Jesus is comforting and preparing the rest of the disciples for what is about to take place, for his coming death. And then he has told the disciples a number of times, "Whoever has my commandments and keeps them, he it is who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father. And I will love him and manifest myself to him." This teaching by Jesus prompts St. Jude to ask, "Lord, how is it you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" And so we come to our passage here in verse 23. Jesus answers this question of Jude's by repeating very much what he's already said. "If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him." Jesus answered that his manifestation to the world is not to be as the vanquisher of Rome and the liberator of Israel, but it is to be in the heart of the believer, who is to be the salt and the light of the world. Jesus talks here, his great point is love. We've been talking about it for 2 weeks now. And today, in A lot of popular culture, we're used to hearing love being talked about as a sort of objective force and feeling in the world. We hear love talked about as a mystical thing that sort of happens to people, that we all sort of possess. It just sort of, it's a force that acts on us from outside. But in this passage, and even this whole chapter, we see Jesus declaring against this sort of idea of love as an objective thing. The sad hearts and the dewy eyes of the apostles in the upper room would not be accepted by their Lord as proof of their love. Jesus here tells us that love is more than just a feeling, but obedience is the test of love that he has chosen. Even in our own terms, if we just assume that another person knows that we have a love for them, that we sit and we feel nice things and we think nice things for them, it doesn't really cut the mustard. It has to be shown and demonstrated. Whether it be a friend or a family or spouse, we all try to show our love by doing things, presenting little gifts, helping them with something, or even just being around and being near them. In the same way, when we love one another, when we feed the hungry, welcome the stranger, clothe the naked, or visit the sick, even as we do it to the least of these, we do it to Jesus, for the love of him. And as well, as much as we can love in the positive, by doing, we can also love in the negative, by not doing. If we love someone, and we find that they are annoyed or upset by something we do, we stop doing it around them. There are things that you don't do around your husband or wife because you know what irritates them. Or indeed, you might deliberately do those things because it irritates them. There's also an element of love to that because we like to tease each other. But when that reaction is extreme, when they're really unhappy, out of love, we want to make sure that they're comfortable, they're happy, and that they see our love. In the same way, if we love Jesus, we want to do those things which please him. We want to stop doing those things. We want to resist and put away those sins which so grieve him, those things which he warns us against in his word. We try to live our lives in ways that please him. To come round again to our first verse, Jesus talks about how we ought to keep his word. And in Colossians chapter 3, St. Paul reminds us that we should let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs with thankfulness in your hearts to God. And so, as I was thinking on this passage yesterday, I was reminded of a number of different hymns, because we so often sing in church of our love for Jesus. But as I've heard Alan comment a couple of times, we often the things that we sing in church can be lies. And so I want us to think for a moment on some of the hymns that we sing. My Jesus, I love thee. I know thou art mine. For thee all the pleasures of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I love thee, my Jesus, 'tis now. Do we really resign the pleasures of sin for the love of our Savior? Do we really love Jesus? When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gains I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. When we see the love of Christ for us, are we compelled to love him? Do we count our riches gains but loss? Do we pour contempt on our pride? I'd hazard a guess that we're very bad at doing these things. We're very bad at keeping Jesus' word. We're very bad at loving him. All of us, me, Alan, nobody's free of it. But the joy of it all is that even though our love for Christ, our weak flesh, is imperfect, Jesus' love for us is perfect. When we look to him and see the failure of our own love, we needn't despair, because praise God, he is a good God. He's gracious and he's merciful to us. His mercy endures forever. John says elsewhere in his epistles, we love him because he first loved us. And back to the gospel, greater love hath no man than this, and he lay down his life for his friends. In another wonderful old hymn, he took my sins and my sorrows, he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary and suffered and died alone. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me. There it is again, that perfect love that bids us come to him, that we can come to him, we can rest in him, that when we love him, he promises that he will come, he will dwell with us. He promises that his Spirit will remind us of all his words, and that we will receive from him a peace unspeakable, a peace that goes beyond anything the world can give. And what a joy and a peace it is for the Christian when they are reminded by the Spirit of the words of their beloved Savior. Amen. And so, as we've thought on the love of our Lord, let's stand together as we affirm our faith. Let us share our faith in the risen Lord Christ. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. He was buried. He was raised to life on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. Afterwards, he appeared to his followers and to all the apostles. This we have received, and this we believe. Amen. Let us sit or kneel as we come to prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the ministry of your Son so many years ago. We thank you for the record of it in Holy Scripture, that we can read his words and hear from him even today. And as we've thought this morning on how we might keep his word, how we might better love him, we ask this morning that you would aid us, that you would help us. Grant to us the Holy Spirit, the Helper, that he would remind us daily and constantly of the words of our Savior, of the teachings in Scripture, and that he would apply those to us, that he would convict our hearts, and he would comfort us in the love of our Savior. helping us always to walk in his ways. And that walking in his ways, we might find that abiding and joyous peace, the peace of our Saviour Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we remember before you our leaders of state, our President Michael, our Taoiseach Micheál, and all our elected representatives in the Dáil. Lord, we ask that you would guide them, you would grant to them wisdom. And we ask too that you would guide them to keep your word, that they would govern this nation in accordance with your will, for the good and the benefit of your people. And we remember too leaders across the world, and especially those parts of the world which continue in war and strife. We pray for Volodymyr Zelensky in the Ukraine as he continues to lead his people as they resist violence and tyranny. And we pray for Vladimir Putin as he commits violence against the Ukrainian people. And we ask, Lord, that for both men, that you would soften and turn their hearts, that they would find a faith in Christ, and that through Christ, peace would descend upon Eastern Europe. And we pray the same for the Middle East, for Syria, for Yemen, for all those parts of the world at war and in conflict. And we remember too your persecuted church. And we pray for all those who face persecution, death, torture, and violence for professing your name, that for the love of you, they are prepared to put their lives on the line. We thank you for that strong and abiding faith which you have given to them. And we ask that you would continue to strengthen that in them, that you would grant to them a peace and an assurance that when all is over and ended, they will be delivered to that bright and shining city of which we've read this morning. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we ask, Lord, that you would give grace to the ministers of your church, to Michael, our Archbishop, to Alan as he ministers to us here, and to all those who are involved in ministry in this parish. We ask, Lord, that just as you would guide us in keeping your word, that you would guide them to keep your word, that they would, by their life and their faith in the things that they teach, proclaim your gospel for all your people to hear. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we take a moment to bring before the Lord all those whom we know to be ill or bereaved at this time. Our Heavenly Father, we remember before you all those who we know at this time to be ill of mind, of body, or of spirit. And we ask that in your goodness and in your abiding mercy, that you would place your mighty and healing right hand upon them, that in your will they might be made well and whole again, and that through the same they might come to know the joy and peace of your love. And we remember to all those who are at this time mourning the loss of a loved one. And we ask, Lord, that you would grant to them the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, that he might ease their pain of loss by the pleasant remembrance that being found in Jesus Christ, all will be reunited at the foot of your throne to worship you forever in joy and light and peace. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand together for the peace. The risen Christ came and stood among his disciples and said, "Peace be with you." Then they were glad when they saw the Lord. The peace of the risen Lord be always with you.
So with you.
And let's offer to one another a socially distanced and COVID safe sign of the peace.
Thank you, Tim. Please be seated. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us celebrate the feast.
The Lord is here.
His Spirit is with us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ, you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks, and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior, Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, "Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words." Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ.
We being many are one body, and we all share in the one bread.
So draw near with faith, Receive the body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which he gave for you, and remember his blood, which he shed for you. Remember that he died for you, and feed on him in your hearts by faith with thanksgiving. I'm going to invite George and Bert, who will bring around our communion this morning. And so the body of Christ, given for you. And the blood of Christ, shed for you. Father of all, we give you thanks and praise that when we were still far off, you met us in your Son and brought us home. Dying and living, he declared your love, gave us grace, and opened the gate of glory. May we who share Christ's body live his risen life. We who drink his cup bring life to others. We whom the Spirit lights give light to the world. Keep us firm in the hope you have set before us, so we and all your children shall be free, and the whole earth live to praise your name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. We have tea and coffee after our service, so all are welcome to stay after, get to know each other. Question Tim on everything, and John, who's back from his trip. It is good to be here for these times. We have coffee again on Friday morning at 10:30, and then our services on Sunday, 9:30, communion, 10:15, tea and coffee, and 11 o'clock in here again for worship and teaching. As you receive this blessing, take this for your hearts and bring this to those around you. So may you have comfort in all that God the Father is and has done for you. May you be reminded of Jesus' words of what it is to love well and to be loved. And may Holy Spirit give you strength and courage, not just to think on these words, not just to sing these words, but to live these words in every aspect of your life. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.